Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and happy weekend. Radio family, welcome back. It is good to be with you and to engage once again in wonderful conversation with members of our Community Focus family and welcoming you to Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations every weekend. It is a wonderful opportunity, radio family, to get the word out and talk about good things that are happening in our communities. For this weekend, it continues with an annual charity golf tournament. Many of you have likely had the opportunity in the past to participate, but for the new ones in particular, really happy to share this information with you as the, and I got to put my glasses on here, the Bill and Carolyn Hayes Foundation. This is the Scholarship Endowment Annual Charity Golf Tournament, and I couldn't find two of the finest people to help me, Renee Vaughn, get the word out. First of all, let me welcome the chair of the annual charity golf tournament, one Mr. Richard Daniels, and may I also add, illustrious classmate of Carver High School. You know I had to throw that in there, Richard. You know I had to shout out to our fellow Yellow Jackets listening. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Richard, you did not come alone. In fact, you have brought a young lady who is so vibrant and such a wonderful addition to not only our community-focused family, but to the Ramilly of Winston-Salem State University. She serves as the director of athletics. So, Etienne M. Thomas, good morning. How are you, my dear?
Good morning. I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you both for coming on the program. And Richard, like I said, this has now become officially an annual charity golf tournament because this is going into the second year of the event. Give us the particulars, basically the breakdown on how this gives back to the community, but even more so, why this was initially such a vision for both Bill and Carolyn Hayes.
Well, one, I can't speak for Bill Hayes, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
It started with a vision that Coach Hayes, when he was coaching, had a hard time trying to raise dollars.
Right.
To go out and recruit in order to be able to do things to be successful as a coach at an HBCU school. And so he wanted to continue, and using his phrase, continue fighting.
Right.
And so he wanted to be able to give back to those coaches so that they can continue to fight, so that they can continue to be successful and have the things and the resources that could be given to them to be successful.
Excellent. Now, when we talk about, and it just seems like coach is an appropriate word, but it doesn't really epitomize a gentleman such as Bill Hayes. And we talk about the history and what Coach Hayes has given back to the community. I think both you and I can personally relate to that because no doubt Coach Hayes was a large part of you as an individual being a fellow student of Carver High School and also playing ball with him and for him.
You know, as I sit back and look at 1986,
whew, that was a long time ago, wasn't it, Bill? Who are you telling?
I can remember sitting at the hospital with my dad, and Coach Hayes walked in, and I had a lot of schools that I thought about going to. But Coach Hayes walked in, and he knew my mom personally. And
right.
We had a conversation, and I remember when he walked out of the room, and my dad looked at me, and he said, "That man's going to take care of you."
Wow.
And I look at it now, mm-hmm. and that man is still
taking care of you. Wow.
And so what Coach Hayes has done for a lot of guys mm-hmm. is he's taking care of them.
Yeah.
If he was here today, he would talk about how he used his own money mm-hmm. to get and support kids.
Absolutely.
To get kids to school. When kids wanted to go home, he would support them to go home, but also to get them back to school.
Right.
It was all about raising.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Boys mm-hmm. and becoming men.
Absolutely.
And that's what he did.
And you, Richard, not being the only one, but when you think about a team of players who, like yourself, started out as young boys and you matriculated into being the men and even the fathers that you are today, I'm sure a lot of you can collectively say it was because of what Bill Hayes contributed in being an additional father. And for some of those young boys, a father who didn't have a father.
You know, he's the only other person that I could call a father.
Mm-hmm.
My father would allow me to call Bill Hayes my dad.
Right, your other dad.
My other dad.
Yeah.
Because I had friends that I played with that didn't have dads.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he stepped right in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he would tell us that I had to raise kids.
Yeah.
I had to raise kids.
Mm-hmm.
He had to raise kids where some parents couldn't take care of the kids. They
right.
couldn't handle the kids.
Right. Exactly.
And so he was that person.
Mm-hmm.
And he was strong. And some of us, some people didn't care. But at the end of the day,
you had a lot more who did.
We're better because of
them. Yeah, absolutely. And Etienne, I want to bring you in on the conversation, especially in your role as the director of athletics. How did you come to hear about not just the legend, but just about the man himself, Bill Hayes? You hear a lot about Bill Hayes, and I first heard about him when I started back at our alma mater, both Coach and I, North Carolina Central University.
Yes.
And he had been the predecessor to my boss, Dr. Ingrid Wicker McCree. And she told me, she said, you know, Coach Hayes, he doesn't ask you. He puts you into position, and he sets you up for that success. And he gave her opportunities that allowed her to be director of athletics. But I hadn't met him at that point. Right. I had heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I arrived at Winston-Salem State University. And I can tell you, I'm honored to say that I have Coach in my Rolodex, and that Coach calls me, and it's not just me calling him.
Yeah.
But he calls me and provides opportunities. And again, there's sometimes where he'll ask me something, or he'll ask me to get involved. And then the other times he says, I need you to get involved.
Yeah.
Let me help you. And that was how I got involved with the golf tournament. He said, let me help you and help your institution and help your coaches. He has a heart for people, but most importantly, he has a heart for student athletes.
Yes.
He has a heart for coaches. He wants to see them succeed. And when you talk about young black men, black and brown men, looking for those opportunities, Coach Hayes is that person that has always stood in the gap and continues to do so. Mm-hmm. And not just at one, but multiple HBCUs.
Yes.
And continues to have an impact and a legacy.
Excellent. Two things. First of all, you took me back with Rolodex. I love that. Old school, right along to the bottom of my heart. Thank you for that, Etienne. You're welcome. And secondly, and in all seriousness, when, because that really hit a chord with me when we say student athlete, because I think back, and Richard, you can probably vouch with me on that. When I look back through some of our old yearbooks and I look at a lot of the old pictures, the great thing about it was you just wasn't seeing just an athlete in many of the students. When you and I were coming through Carver High School, what impressed me the most was a lot of those athletes were also scholars. We're talking, you know, young men and women who were with the Science Club, who were with Honor Society, and I could just go on and on and on. But they also participated and in some, not just one sport, but in multiple sports, because I would see a young fellow who was a football player. Then you turn around when basketball season rolled around, he put on the basketball jersey.
And the track.
And the track. That's right. Am I talking about you, sir? It wasn't intentional at all. But really some fabulous memories. But like you said, when we focus particularly with this annual charity golf tournament, it is both Bill and Carolyn Hayes' way of giving back to the community. So let's get into the crux of what this foundation is doing. Organizing the second annual charity golf tournament. What went through your mind, either one of you can comment on this before we go to break, when you initially got this off on the ground and running? How did Bill approach either one of you in getting this started? We're going to let Etienne start. Wonderful.
Coach, you know, shared his vision for being able to have a golf tournament at a golf course that means so much to him.
Right.
And a golf course where he's also provided opportunities for the Winston-Salem State University men's golf team to be able to practice in addition to being at Winston Lakes. But being able to be at Maple Chase and build those relationships was really invaluable. And Coach opened that gateway and that door, and he said, I'm going to have a golf tournament. And I want the proceeds to benefit HBCUs, and Winston-Salem State University will be one of those. Well, I know that Coach is a man of his word.
Yeah.
So when Coach says we're going to do this, but he says I need partnership, he means just that. It's a community partnership and engagement. And he was very serious and intentional in that space. So I was excited about the golf tournament, excited about the opportunity for partnership and how we could support his vision. Not trying to take it over as Winston-Salem State University, but a collaboration of HBCUs about the vision of Bill and Carolyn Hayes and what they wanted to do to pay it forward. And this has been all of that. We were the recipient of donations last year, and that went directly to our football program, a place where we have need. And Coach knows that while the needle may have moved slightly from when he was coaching, it hasn't moved to where it needs to be. And so Coach Robert Massey needs those resources for recruiting and scholarship, and this went directly to that bottom line.
Wonderful. And Etienne, this is a fine opportunity, of course, with members of our radio family, many whom are either alumni of Winston-Salem State University or just members of the community who love to give back and are hearing about this information. Let us share, because I want to make sure that as many people who are tuned in know the date, the time, and the location that this golf tournament is going to take place. If you'll share that information for us, Richard.
The tournament will be on next Friday, May the 12th. will be held at the Maple Chase Country Golf Club in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Now, you heard Adie Thomas talk about Winston-Salem State, but it also benefits other HBC universities as well.
Excellent.
That were recipients of these awards. Mm-hmm. North Carolina A&T was a recipient of the award, of the awards. Mm-hmm. North Carolina Central was recipients of these awards. Federal State were recipients of these awards. Mm-hmm. This year, he has opened it up to Johnson C. Smith University.
Nice.
And he's also we've also given out some awards to some local high schools. Great. So when you talk about athletics, coach wants to make sure that when you say coaches, that he's serving all.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
And then the other one is Shaw University.
Okay, great. Some fine HBCUs in that list. And hopefully over the course of time, as this really continues to grow, we'll even add more HBCUs.
That is the goal.
To the list. And perhaps some high area high schools as well. Wonderful. Your wonderful company, Radio Family, thank you so much. And let me tell you, it is nice to have wonderful company back in the studio post-COVID. It had been a while. Radio Family, many of our community-focused family, of course, have been with me by phone. But as we're getting reacclimated and sort of settled back into a normalcy, it's a new one, but I'll take it. So it's just so good to see two smiling faces sitting right across from me. Yours truly, Renee Vaughn. I have the chair of the Bill and Carolyn Hayes Annual Charity Golf Tournament, as well as the director of athletics. Etienne, you were never really a newbie. Only from the standpoint that this was your first time being on the program with me. But my sister, you are family for real. So you're welcome. Welcome to the Community Focus family. You already been family, Richard, so we not. I'm just joking. Love you, my brother. Anytime you come on this program, you are definitely family. So thank you so much. You're so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more information to share with you. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we will be back right after this break. Happy weekend and welcome. Once again, it's time to engage in wonderful conversation. Let me welcome each and every one of you, Radio Family, to the weekend edition of Community Focus. It is heard every weekend on our Odyssey stations. Thank you so much for tuning in to allow me to be a part of great events that are happening in our community. And we have another good one to talk about. It is going to take place, and I want to get the dates and location to you early and as often as this conversation is getting underway. Friday, May 12th will be the Maple Chase Country Club at 5475 Germington Road in Winston-Salem. This is the second annual charity golf tournament. Bill and Carolyn Hayes Foundation. This is their scholarship endowment and a great way, community, Radio Family, that you can be a part of this event in giving back, as I want to say good morning again to the chair of our annual charity golf tournament, one Mr. Richard Daniels, and joining him and the newest member of our Community Focus family, she serves as the director of athletics, Etienne M. Thomas, joining me, Renee Vaughn. Okay, guys, I promise you, I'm not going to do all the talking on this, okay? As we do get our conversation underway. And with this being the second annual charity golf tournament and just giving the dates, Richard and Etienne, I wanted to say that in writing a letter, you were excitingly invited to be, or you have in terms of looking for co-sponsors and supporters for this event. For an individual who is listening now, and as we share this information, is there still time to be a supporter?
There is still time to be a supporter. If you go to www.billhayes.org.
Mm-hmm.
That is the website where you can go in and register for a team. There are sponsorship opportunities.
Great.
That's on that website as well.
Okay. Now, thank you for handing me the sheet of paper, because this gives a nice breakdown on the fact that for those who are truly golf aficionados, that is not me. I watch it, but at times I have to admit I'm not very familiar with the rules of the game. But I know there are true golfers who are listening to this program that will know exactly what I'm talking about, Richard and Etienne, when I mentioned that it can be comprised of a four-person team. How many teams altogether are you looking for or you need?
So we're trying to take over the whole golf course.
Oh, excellent.
There's two flights. There will be a AM and a PM flight.
Beautiful.
The AM flight will start off at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the PM flight will start off at 1 p.m.
Okay.
It is captain's choice.
Excellent. Can you kind of give a definition, if you know what that means, for those of us who are novice golf individuals?
Captain's choice is a four-man team where you rotate shots.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the only thing I'm really familiar with in terms of golf, and Etienne is being the director of athletics, please back me up, sister girl, on this. The only thing I know about golf is there's 18 holes total. And that's about the length of my knowledge of the game. But it looks like one that requires a tremendous amount of focus. But at the same time, it looks like everyone who participates has a lot of fun with it. Do either one of you happen to be either golfers or have played the game before?
I am an avid golfer.
You are?
I am an avid.
So I'm talking to the right person. Absolutely. So when did your love for the sport actually come about?
I wish I had taken it up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But basketball and football got in the way, and
right.
And
once, well, it didn't get it. We won't say it got in the way, but it just didn't allow enough time to squeeze golf in the middle.
Once I got into my career,
yeah,
I realized that golf took me to another platform.
Wow!
And
wow.
So I started dibbling and dabbling into
mm-hmm.
golf,
mm-hmm.
but the more I learned to play the game,
the more you
the
enjoyed
I
it.
Got.
Oh, great, great.
The more I started advancing.
Right.
And now, it Richard, opened a lot of doors for me.
Excellent. Let me take it back. Speaking of, and for those of you who are just joining us, again, I want to welcome you, radio family. Now, Richard Daniels and I are classmates. We both went to Carver High School. Richard, class of 86.
86.
And yours truly, Renee Vaughn, class of 88. Carver Yellow Jackets and the alumni listening, good morning to you. But do you remember when we had a golfing team back in high school? Because I'm going to mention one gentleman who was doing quite well successfully as a coach at Howard University. And he is one, and I don't know if he's listening, but anybody who knows our classmate, Sam Puryear.
He's at Howard.
He is at Howard mm-hmm. and doing quite well, I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in fact, I think those gentlemen, they either participated or they actually won a golf championship.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. We'll do the research on that. But when I think of players like him, and then I think of players like yourself, and to see how
not on the same level.
Well,
not
that
on the same
I was
level.
Right, right. I wasn't going to try to compare the two of you. Both of you are equally good on whatever level that happens to be. But to make the point, Richard, that, you know, for those like the two of you, of course, Sam had been doing it since high school. And like you said, you picked it up a little later once we moved away from the school environment and you became a part of the regular working world. Now, how often do you actually get an opportunity to participate in a good game?
I try to play once or twice a week.
Oh, great.
Okay. Once it gets warm, I play in a lot of tournaments.
Oh, great.
In the community,
mm-hmm.
Representing other organizations.
Excellent.
Giving back in the community.
Yeah, yeah.
The good thing about this is everybody can contribute something.
Excellent. So you don't necessarily have to be a golf pro to participate in this.
A lot of it is about camaraderie.
Right.
A lot of it is about meeting new people.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And of course, and I like the way you say that, because this will be an opportunity for those of us, whether we will be participating in this a second time, and especially as new individuals, because like I said, there are probably a lot of area individuals listening to this public affairs program who are saying, yeah, I like a good game of golf, and here's a great way for me to give back to the community. How does that tie in? Because Etienne, I want to talk a little bit about Winston-Salem State University. A golfing program?
Absolutely.
As well. Talk a little bit about that, both the men's and women's.
We have just a men's program.
Just, okay.
And our head coach, Charles Payne II, joined us just last year.
Nice.
And he himself played on the amateur PGA Tour.
Oh, great.
So it was great to bring in an expert of his caliber.
Yeah.
And immediately he and Coach Hayes became fast friends.
Nice.
Meeting out there at Maple Chase, and again, Coach Hayes opening up the gateway out
mm-hmm.
there. And Coach Penny has taken our program from being at the bottom last year and has steadily moved up those ranks and looked at how we can position the team in regional play. And thankfully, tomorrow, Ahmad Raoul, who's on our team out of Chicago, Illinois, he will play down at the Wells Fargo event as a First Tee alum. So excited for him to do that. And then our team was selected for PGA Works, and they will head down to Alabama. So when you talk about opportunities and you talk about first-class opportunities, having the opportunity to participate both at Winston Lakes and at Maple Chase has been invaluable for our student-athletes to know the history for where they've come and where the only opportunities were for black golfers to golf in the city of Winston-Salem to now to play on a first-class field, a play like Maple Chase. That is major.
That is
to be able to see both courses and to understand where you've come from and where you're going. And that really has been what this golf tournament is all about, is generating the revenue to be able to put back into our programs.
Absolutely.
But also our golfers being able to come out here and see top golfers, but also network in the community, to see politicians, to see philanthropists, to see some of the residents of Maple Chase. And to have those conversations. Right. This isn't just about today. This is about the future, and it's about the lessons of life. I started taking golf lessons when I was 6 years old with my grandfather in New York. It hasn't quite stuck with me yet. But my parents will tell you by the three sets of clubs at their house in Georgia and the set that I carry with me in my WSSU golf bag that I'm ever trying to perfect my game. So it's going to work. Because one of these times when Coach Hayes calls, my answer will be, Coach, I'll meet you out there and not, Coach, I'm still working on it.
Wonderful. I love that. And that's really encouraging because I think between, in just listening to your comments and your thoughts, Etienne, and knowing that for now, you only have a men's team. Let's speak it into existence, especially for young women who have the skill and the talent and an interest that perhaps down the line, Winston-Salem State University can talk about an incoming women's.
That is part of the vision for the future, is to start a women's golf program to have both men's and women's. And when you do that, you want to make sure you have the scholarships in place and that you're able to sustain the program. But Coach Penny and I talked about that when I hired him. And as we look at not only his interest presently there, but how do we garner recruiting for the university?
And one thing, Etienne and Richard, that I want to share with our radio family is that we have different scholarship levels. So whatever can be contributed, you know, whether it's at a sponsorship level, various levels, because we have what's called the banner scholarship level. And I'm just going to name off some here based on the information that's being shared on the program. You have a whole sponsorship level, a team, a silver, a gold, a platinum, a title, and a priority charity. So it is nice to know that these different scholarship levels can be obtained based on the dollars that are raised. So it's not like everybody's got to come with big money bags. It's whatever you can contribute to give back to such a wonderful cause. Your thoughts on that?
Yes. And that's why we sort of looked at it this way. No one left out. And we want to make sure that all the dollars that we raise, 100% of it is going back. It's going back to these universities. You know, you talked earlier about the funds. And so there was two visions as we looked at having this golf tournament. Not only was it about raising the funds, but it was getting all of these schools in one location. Having fun and seeing everyone out here in their HBCU colors. And so when you start talking about corporations, you know, one of the visions is to be able to get everyone to see that everyone is coming together, and how can we maximize those opportunities to create more dollars to go back into these universities as well?
You know, the one thing that I really am enjoying in my conversation with both of you is that when we speak about two of the loveliest people you could ever get to know in Bill and Carolyn Hayes, is the fact that they're both still here and they're still very much a living part of not only this annual charity golf tournament, but here you have two living legacies that for generations like us who have known them, I think about the now or incoming generation that will have an opportunity once the community has a chance to participate and to, whether you're meeting Coach Hayes for the first time or you've known him for eons like the three of us have for a long time. I just love the fact that Bill's his way of really just loving on members of the community, and not just the students that he mentored, but students like yourself, Richard, who go on to be parents yourselves. And to know that Bill knows about two or three generations of families. We take it back with Coach Hayes, do we not?
Yes, we do.
And then his affiliation with many of the HBCUs, because he not only coached at a fine university such as Winston-Salem State University, but also at North Carolina A&T State University. So not only the camaraderie between the students, but then you think about fellow coaches that he's known and has really developed into friendships over the years. It's like another family outside of family.
Correct.
Absolutely. So what else can we say about this tournament is this, is that the annual golf classic, is it also going to feature a silent auction?
It will.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
So this year we're going to have this silent auction online. Man, I can't tell you all the things that we're going to have.
Good.
I can tell you.
Just tease us a little bit.
Well, I will tease you. I mean, we've got helmets. From our HBCU schools.
Nice.
We've got some helmets from some of the other big Division I schools.
Mm-hmm.
We've got basketball from Chris Paul himself.
Autographed
basketball from Chris Paul himself. We've got passes for four to some magnificent golf resorts.
Nice.
That will be on there as well.
Yeah.
And they continue to come in. I think that Coach just sent me, we've got some passes that will allow us to go to some Panthers games.
Nice.
That will
And the timing for that couldn't be better, because we just had the NFL draft.
Yeah, that's right.
We got a new QB now in Carolina.
So I think we are now up to 45 items.
Wow.
45 items.
And that's at the conversation we're having right now. So by the time Friday, May 12th rolls around, who knows how many more will be added.
That's right.
So that's why, Radio Family, you need to be a part of the silent auction as well. I wanted to get back a little bit in talking to you, Richard, and even you, Etienne, in terms of when we talk about country clubs, Maple Chase is one of the best.
It is.
To have this golf tournament.
It is.
How did the relationship or the partnership with being able to do this at Maple Chase come about?
Well, that is relationships.
Yeah.
I think that it's the relationship that Coach Hayes, I mean, Coach Hayes is a relationship person.
Exactly.
I think that his relationship with the owner and with the representatives at the club, mm-hmm. they have bought in to wanting to give back.
Yeah.
And so they see it.
Yeah.
And they want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The club members want to be a part of it.
Right.
They want to see individuals be successful.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see HBCU students be successful.
Exactly.
And so I think it all started again. I think it started with his vision and his relationship of saying, hey, let's make this happen.
Right. Absolutely. And as they say, the rest is history. Etienne, did you wanted to add to that?
And, you know, when you talk about relationships, he builds those so effortlessly.
Yeah.
And it's all throughout the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also with the coaches that have the pleasure of serving at the institutions,
right.
but also at the high school level. And so it's nothing to see Coach Hayes pop on campus for us and right. say, Coach Massey, I need to talk to the staff. Or for Coach Massey, say, hey, Coach, uh-huh. could you stop by practice? Could you come just impart a few words to the the young man?
Right.
And then you see them after practice chase behind him and say... and say, hey, Coach Hayes, can we speak to you again? And so it is great. You know that it continues to feed him.
Right.
But it's also, I mean, you've got a legend of the game.
Absolutely.
Who wants to impart that knowledge and mm-hmm. wisdom to this generation.
Right.
But he also pulls no punches. Yeah. He tells you, man, it's hard work.
Exactly.
All that whining and complaining.
Right.
I mean, now compassion mm-hmm. and absolutely mental health and well-being yeah. is so important.
Absolutely.
But when we're griping and moaning, like my 12-year-old who doesn't want to get up, but we had practice last night, we're going to need to go to class
right.
and then come
exactly.
out here and do our business out
exactly.
here on the field
yeah.
and then repeat the cycle, because that's what we're here to do, is be student-athletes.
Right.
But for coaches to have the resources they need mm-hmm. is his vision here,
yeah.
is to make sure that the football coaches of today
right.
have different opportunities and different access to those those funds and resources than he had.
Absolutely.
To be able to have similar until we get to the same opportunities as a Wake Forest, as an Alabama, as a Colorado.
Right.
You know, as we talk about HBCUs and what those opportunities are, Robert Massey at Winston-Salem State University, Trey Oliver at North Carolina Central University, they should all have the same opportunity.
Absolutely.
And access to the best recruits to come be the best representation of their institution. At WSSU, we're a first-class institution. We're a first-choice institution. Mm-hmm. We want the best. We've got to be able to afford the best and to retain the best once we recruit them.
This is why you are the director of athletics, and I don't think SU could have chosen a better person for that position. But, Antoine, you were spot on, because another thing that many of us who know Coach Hayes, whether personally or professionally, when it comes to that vision, is that he's not just training young ones about the game. He's training you about life. Because if you think about the skills that you apply to golf, some of that you apply in the everyday decisions that you make. And I love the fact that he reaches out particularly to young Black males who go on to do bigger and better things, because unfortunately, we're living in the society where every time you turn on the news, it's something tragic happening in our communities. And a lot of it is, unfortunately, toward our Black males.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sharing space today with a Hall of Famer.
Exactly.
Who came from Winston-Salem and knows what it means to work with Coach Hayes and to be under his tutelage.
Yeah.
And then you look at 2 weeks ago, we celebrated Donald Evans as he went into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And he'll tell you, Coach Hayes and I were like oil and water when I was going through college. But he will credit him each and every time and pay homage to a man who gave him so much as a father figure, as a coach, as a teacher, as a leader.
Absolutely.
And now he himself is a husband and a father and a business owner.
Right.
That speaks volumes.
Absolutely.
And that's what this is all about, is those opportunities, whatever that path is in life, being able to look back and say, Coach Hayes. You know, you listen to those Coach Hayes-isms, and they're there, and people have them. And that's so critical when you talk about the opportunities that young people have had and the opportunities they've had to change their life.
Exactly.
To change what that path may be and not repeat the cycle.
Right. And the one thing in those beautiful comments that you just made, Etienne, I love the fact that Coach Hayes is seeing these individuals firsthand. You know, whether it's persons like Richard, who he was coaching in high school, up into those that are currently going through a great HBCU like Winston-Salem State University. So I cannot think of a prouder moment for all three of us here in the studio than to give Bill and Carolyn Hayes not only their props, but to give them their flowers and to say thank you to two of the most dynamic individuals at our community. And it's not just relegated to Winston-Salem. It's not just relegated to Winston-Salem State University or to North Carolina A&T, but it's to communities that come together. And that's what I love about an annual charity golf tournament that can do just that. Your thoughts on that, Richard?
That is the whole remnants of this.
Yeah.
It's to bring communities together.
Mm-hmm.
To bring people together to have conversations.
Exactly.
About where do we go next.
Right.
This is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not just about golf.
Right.
This is bringing people from far and near.
This is
bringing individuals that have probably never come to Winston-Salem.
Exactly.
We've talked about reaches.
Right.
I mean, coaches' reaches is long and wide. And he's got individuals coming from the NFL. I mean, we've got a lot of people coming from the NFL. We've got a lot of coaches that are coming in, you know, just for him.
Right.
And so this is larger than just golf.
Exactly.
This is exposure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what this is about.
Absolutely. And to personally thank the man who was behind this event actually happening. So with that said, radio family, please take note, whether you write it down or you do it mentally. It is the William Bill Hayes 2023 Annual Charity Golf Classic. Number of ways that you can participate, whether you do it as a business or a company, or you want to do it as an individual or as a team of golfers. First of all, you can visit billhayes.org on the World Wide Web. And again, the annual charity golf tournament is at the Maple Chase Country Club, 5475 Germington Row, beautiful city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's going to be a double T start Friday, May 12th, as I just mentioned. So again, the format, you have captain's choice, you have flights, whether you're a senior, whether you're regular, whether you're a woman. And start times 8 a.m. shotgun and 1 p.m. shotgun. And so if you need to get additional information, even if you want to contribute, you can send your monies, your funds to Bill and Carolyn Hayes Foundation. Now, there's also a P.O. box number. Does he mind if I share this information? Okay, great. So make it out attention to Bill and Carolyn, that's C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Hayes, H-Y-E-S, P.O. box 17066, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27166. And if anyone wants to contact for more information by phone, I take it you, sir, as the chair, are the best person. Okay, and what is your direct contact number, Richard?
336-624-9863.
Excellent. And if you want to know any and all about all the wonderful things taking place on the campus of Winston-Salem State University, how do we, Etienne and Thomas, get in contact with you as the director of athletics?
Absolutely. WSSURams.com is our main website. My number is 336-750-3344 or thomasem at wssu.edu.
Wonderful. Would either one of you like to make any closing comments, anything that I may have failed to mention or we want to bring to our conversation today?
I would just like to thank you for this opportunity
to allow us to come here. Thank you.
It is always a pleasure
likewise
to come. But more importantly, this is a great event.
Yeah.
It's for a great cause.
Absolutely.
And we hope that people will come out and enjoy.
I hope so. Well, I tell you, this has been a great conversation with both of you. Etienne, I'm going to let you have any final or closing words, my dear.
Thank you. I appreciate the inclusion. Absolutely. And appreciate the opportunity to always talk about Coach Hayes and to talk about Miss Carolyn Hayes, who have done so much for us as a university, for us as a department, and for me personally. I appreciate always being able to call on them. And just excited to always talk about WSSU and our Rams. And appreciate the support. Come on out to the tournament. And then come on out for football season and catch us in fall action.
Absolutely. So shout out to all the Ramily that are listening to us on our Odyssey stations. A shout out to all of you who are either graduates, because this is graduation season. So congratulations, class of 2023. Wonderful. And thank you, Radio Family, for the good things you're doing in our communities. Keep up the great work. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. As I always say in signing off, no goodbyes. Just until next time, stay safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Everyone take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.